A new day will take Paul into many different areas because of the fact the messages on here. I wrote one song that says, if there's no tomorrow, God has truly been good today. And my whole ministry this year in 2008 is to encourage people. You know, we got a lot of people that, you know, if they're saved, they get to the point where, you know, they go to other Christians or people that haven't been saved. You need to do this. You need to do that. But they got to realize that they were at a point somewhere where, you know, they weren't where they are now. So I feel like my ministry today is to encourage and embrace those that are lost, those that have done wrong. And some people feel they've done so much wrong that they can't come back. But he said, we all have come sin and come short of the glory of God. And God forgives, you know, and it's sad that sometimes when a Christian sees somebody that does wrong, they won't forgive them, mm-hmm. but God forgave you. So to answer your question, I feel like a new day is going to be a ministry of encouraging. And, you know, what comes from the heart reaches the heart. And I believe it will draw a whole different. The young, I have something here for Urban when it says, there's a song on here that says, number six says, get away and pray. I think that's an urban touch feel. Then you got the traditional, my redeemer. You got, I made it through, which encourages people that no matter what trials you go through, then here's all scripture on you're blessed. I think it's just diverse, you know, from the bishops to choir people to traditional to urban. Everybody's got something to listen to be blessed by.
How about the song You Are?
You Are. Man, that is just something that's just totally giving glory to God. It's like you decreasing yourself and increasing Him. It's no more me, blah, blah, blah. It's just all about Jesus. It says, you are my king, you're soon coming king, you are my strength, you are my song, you know, my hope for tomorrow. And it's just giving praise to the Lord. And when the praises go up, a blessing got to come down.
Definitely. You are there all, or He's there all the time.
He's there all the time. I wanted to, I'm glad you asked about that because I have two collaborations with two duets that I did on the record, guest appearances, and He's There All the Time has a legendary singer, Harvey Watkins of the Canton Spirituals. I know you know of him. Right. I've wrote several songs with him, produced several records with him, but they've had numerous of hits over the years, and he teamed up with me on my record and did He's There All the Time, which is an actual hit that he recorded some years ago, 10 years ago. We decided to remake it, but the difference is, when he sang it that time, he sang it as a song that he just did a solo type vibe. We're doing it as a duet, as if you, I don't know if you remember the O'Neill twins way back in the day, mm-hmm. when we sang in harmony together. So on that particular song, we changed it from a single song to a duet where we sang in harmony.
Let's put this project in folks' hands. Where can they get it? What's the release day?
I am so excited about it. This is the first debut solo album. Paul Porter's been in the business 30 years. You can go to your store September the 30th. The Targets, I'm assuming the Best Buys, but I know Walmart's going to have it. Mm-hmm. September the 30th, run to your stores. Please do not do the bootlegs. Please buy my record so I can record another one. That's what record companies do. When they know that the record is selling, they will, you know, let the recording artists record another record. You know, they put money into you, and then when they don't make it back because people are not buying the records, then we can't record and bless other people. So I'm asking all my friends to go out and get a new day, September the 30th. And I do want to say, if you want to know more information about it or even get some sneak previews of the record, you can go to myspace.com/Paul Porter Gospel. That's myspace.com/Paul Porter Gospel. It'll tell you everything about this new record. You'll get to hear some snippets and even some full songs. And I'm just so glad to have my girl Gina with us. She's the lady promotion extraordinaire from Light Records from Nashville. She has just really worked me, whipped me like a horse.
Hey.
HJ. She's killing me.
Gina's my girl.
Gina is all right with me. You know, it's like Jesus is all right with me. Gina's all right with me because she makes sure that we get out there and just let the people know that we love gospel music, we love what we do, and it's a new day for Paul Porter.
Our guest, Paul Porter, September 30th is the date. Mm-hmm. Once again, don't forget, tell them about your MySpace.
MySpace, www.myspace/ Paul Porter Gospel. Come down and get it.
It's Paul Porter on Star 94.1.